Hello and welcome to the Conversation Is podcast. I'm Charlie Pitson and with me is...
I'm Joshy Boy. I'm doing zombies at noises. That didn't work out. As I thought
it would. You sound like a cat, like getting stuck with...
I was going to do the... Ooh. Spooktober. Sorry. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Anson.
Anson, yeah. And welcome to our Halloween episode of 2020, the spookiest episode you'll ever listen, because this is a scary fucking year and there's a lot of fucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of scares. There's a lot of infected.
What are we watching today?
We're doing 28 Days Later.
Indeed we are.
The Danny Boyle film. The prequel to the sequel. The OG zombie film, all before The Walking Dead and everything else, 28 Days Later. Yeah, and let's get cracking, because...
Sick film.
Amazing. We're going to talk about some zombie stuff and how we would survive a zombie apocalypse within our area. And we hope you enjoy. Boo.
Yeah, boy.
I'm about to watch this camcorder film.
That was a pretty long
That was his interpretation of the Fox Searchlight.
And also contender for world's longest year, boy.
No.
Actually, we can time that. That actually is like a thing. You can just time that.
There's still that kid on YouTube.
That was about 30 seconds.
There was still that kid on YouTube who did it for about fucking 20 minutes.
I honestly think I can beat him.
Imagine this happening right now.
I'd be fucking shitting myself, honestly.
It'd be like that new Michael Bay produced film. The one I showed you the trailer for yesterday.
Songbird,
yeah. Songbird. The one that's like... 2024.
What is it with all of these films that have Bird in the name and Bird has nothing to do with the film? Because Bird Box did it as well. What the hell is Bird Box?
There was a dead bird in the box, wasn't it? Or was it asleep? No, the bird was alive because it let them know when they was coming.
Okay, but that's like calling The Walking Dead chocolate pudding because there was one episode where Carl ate chocolate pudding. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm fine with that. Chocolate pudding's a pretty sick name.
Maybe the bird is the reason why they have to wear
the bird.
They're not supposed to look at them, or what's the whole thing?
Yeah, no. The birds go wild, and they're like, "Oh shit, let's get out of here!" When the monsters are coming, so they know when the monsters are coming. So they keep a bird in a box.
Mm. See, that makes sense. You know, chocolate pudding. Mm. I don't know, like that's a good name for Walking Dead, though.
Chocolate pudding.
AMC.
AMC's chocolate pudding.
But just get Matt Berry to do it. AMC's.
Yes.
Chocolate pudding.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Come on. Enough chocolate pudding. Look at the action we got going on here.
These monkeys are mental. Honestly, if I were these guys, I would... Surely these guys are trained and know that they probably shouldn't open the cages.
The people here, they're like
actors. All it needs is common sense, like...
Apparently there is none in this room apart from the scientist guy and the monkeys, apparently.
Who has one of the cheesiest lines in the film.
What?
What are they infected with?
Wait, don't say one of the cheesiest
lines in this film.
Oh yeah, he's English, isn't he?
He's like rage.
It's not Nicolas Cage going rage.
You know the guy, the scientist?
Yeah.
You see his dick in Little Britain.
What?
Yeah, he does a nude scene in Little Britain.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he does scene in Little Britain.
Hang on, what's his name?
I don't know his name. I just know he's his
But how do you know that fact, though?
Because he's like one of the reoccurring characters in Little Britain, and then one day he's like at the beach, and it's like, boing! It's like, okay, all right then.
He's like the goofiest looking English guy you've ever seen. You look at him, you're like, he's English.
I'll tell you what, they got him because they couldn't get Noah Taylor. You know that guy who was in... A fucking Game of Thrones. He played Locke, the guy who cut off Jamie's hand.
He's
like in like every fucking... He's in Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
Him. It looks exactly like him, but like, you know, like a bootleg version.
Yeah, I get you. He's just so cartoonish, this guy.
Yeah. It's good, though.
He looks like an Aardman animation as a person.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I
did
know.
Did you see his face?
All of it. No, look, wait. It's happening again.
They're filming him through glass.
No wonder he looks so goofy.
Wait, but like, yeah, but what, who decided that was a good idea?
Have you seen the film? Was a good idea?
They did shoot on a fucking camcorder.
Yeah.
And in the ending, it's just like HD, and you're like, well.
You're like, how did we get here?
That guy is so stupid.
Look at her fucking spewing everywhere. What are you doing?
Oh, that's gross. Imagine it's actually happened, though.
The scariest thing about the rage virus, right, is how quickly it does it. In The Walking Dead, they have to die first, don't they? I think that's why he said that the...
Yeah, and it could take them ages. Yeah, he said it's not zombies.
I would understand that because I guess they're not undead, are they? Because a lot of them are still alive. They're just infected.
Yeah.
So it doesn't require them to die
but
first.
I reckon it's kind of like a brain rot of sorts, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, which means they're not dead, so, you know.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
28
days later.
I mean, that's
Leonardo
the good time
DiCaprio
to
meme.
Oh yeah, yeah. When he's pointing to the thing, yeah, yeah. Every single time I watch a fucking shot from this, it just looks like an episode of The Bill. I mean, like the lighting is just atrocious.
It is commendable. I would say it's pretty bad, but it's also incredibly commendable by The Walking Dead because penis.
Dinky.
Dinky.
that is dinky length.
It's commendable because we've been watching Walking Dead recently, yeah. And it's almost commendable how much they rip off the opening of 28 Days Later. Like,
yeah, but America.
America.
Flipping heck, yes.
He needs to have a bit of a.
I'm confused. Why would he just be there, like, absolutely fucking in the nude? Like, wouldn't he have a gown on first?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Like, were they doing surgery on his penis? So why the rest of him, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's it on the ground. Look. Maybe he took it off while he was asleep because he was too hot.
Too hot, yeah, yeah.
Cold sweats, possibly, like, yeah.
Night sweats. Just...
Well, do you know what I don't understand? Is why did they only shave half of his head?
Brain surgery, dudes. Brain surgery.
Is it going to be brain surgery?
Yeah, because he got in a car crash, didn't
he? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Not in a car crash.
But even still, you'd shave it all off, like... You don't want to make it. Don't want to have him looking stupid.
No,
like,
stupid.
It's stupid.
Stupid.
Have you gone for a tattoo before? And they shave you. They don't shave you. They're not going to shave your entire leg just to do a portion.
No, but then it would look silly.
Oh, actually,
no. But then it would look.
You might shave my ass on you as well.
But then it would look. But with his head, like, it would look silly, wouldn't it? I mean, he looks
yeah,
stupid.
Like, they're probably going to solve that once he's better. Mate, do you want to shave the rest? He'd be like, well, fucking yeah, man.
We'll just fucking do it. Like, just shave the rest.
Yeah, but he's not thinking about that right now. He's probably wondering where the fuck everyone is.
I'd be thinking about it. I'd be like, what the hell have these people done to my hair?
I mean, like, I would say it's 2020, bro. Like, that's a haircut at the time.
That's a style.
I mean, he's got a mullet right now, kind of, you know.
Costa empty. That's what we like to see.
It's like a nebula.
Death to capitalism.
Pepsi
product placement. We love to see it. Also, that's going to be minging. Oh, to be fair, it hasn't been 28 days, and it is the UK.
It's a can of Pepsi, yeah. Josh. Like, fucking up. My nan's had a can of Pepsi in a fucking cupboard for about 7 years.
What I'm talking about is it wouldn't be cold because I would want a cold Pepsi. Warm Pepsi tastes like shit.
Oh goodness me! It's the end of the world. A warm Pepsi is joking.
I'd carry on walking. I'd be like, no, you're not getting me. Not with that.
It's lukewarm Pepsi. Ugh.
Lukewarm it's Pepsi.
Peasants,
mental.
Peasants drink Pepsi Max. Where is that? That's why. I don't get fat during a pandemic. Like, you know.
Yeah, you want to stay fit. Don't want a sugar crash, do you?
Well, he fucking does have a sugar crash in it, doesn't he? He almost fucking. When they're like climbing the stairs,
yeah,
and he's like, oh, help me, and she's like, nah.
See, this is where I think all the budget went.
No,
I understand there's
it's a shot at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know, I understand that, but you'd still expect to see at least a few cars. Like,
they did block it for a while, but they could only do it like doing like
drug
4
dealers
or
will be up at 4 a.m. doing their early work.
To be fair,
their morning rounds.
This could have taken multiple days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Like,
It's a fantastic like it's a fantastic product though, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
just the fact that they managed to get London this empty and just this hauntingly like,
I just can't believe they did it, but they shot it on a fucking camcorder. Like, this would have looked this like, I'm not like spitting on the fact that it was, because it does make sense for the film, but
honestly,
for Christ's sake, it would have looked so nice.
For the vast majority of this film, you could have a stuntman in there or a body double for Cillian Murphy and you wouldn't notice, because the quality's so bad you can't even see his face most of the time. Yeah. So he went like extreme, like there.
He could be wearing red and you wouldn't notice.
Can't even see him. Yeah. Well, I don't know why they're doing all these wide shots. I can't see any video. What's it all about? I can see a pixel walking through. Like,
Seeing this is mental. Some guy's just sitting in his car, like, oh, don't move.
No. Can you imagine? Camera's rolling. In the corner of one of these shots, you see someone moving out of shot.
Oh, have you got it?
Someone, you just catch their leg moving out of shot, or you see their shadow of someone standing there waiting for them to walk past. This is them just flexing all of the footage they managed to get.
It does go on for too long, doesn't it?
Yeah. He's walking through London for about fucking 20 days.
I will say, it is Godfather esque. With the world building, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, it makes sense on a TV show because they got the time to do it, you know what I mean? Like, but unless it's like, yo, you got like 2 hours, like, get on with it.
Yeah.
They spent like 20% of the film him just walking about London doing absolutely fuck all with a bag of like Pepsi cans.
Like a bag of empty Pepsi cans, by the looks of it. Like, I mean, I don't know if in the story they're meant to be empty, but in practicality they are absolutely empty. Oh, yeah. Because it can hear
this is
it.
Fucking stupid as well. Yeah. Like, that alarm surely would have attracted some of those, like, infected, but it does nothing.
Because I always see 28 Days Later. I feel like this is the absolute worst kind of, what we're going to say, zombie-like pandemic there could be, really.
Yeah.
Because it happens so quickly.
And World War Z is kind of the same as this, isn't it?
Yeah, World War Z is pretty terrifying. But World War Z doesn't scare me because it's all just CGI.
What would you rather, though?
What would I rather?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, it's like picking between two piles of shit.
I'd say Shaun of the Dead or Walking Dead. That's my options.
I would probably go with... Actually, yeah. Walking Dead, I don't know.
Because they're relatively the same, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, slow as fuck.
Yeah, I might go with Shaun of the Dead, actually.
Because they're slow regardless of how fresh they are.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Walking Dead, they have to like wait until they start like, you know... Decaying, because, you know, the body's just dying naturally. You know, it wouldn't take that long, would it?
His head looks ridiculous.
Like, in practicality, though, it shouldn't take that long for the zombies to just disappear.
Yeah.
If no one got bit, you know, or infected. Because then
I'm just saying, if we were going to use, I don't know, maybe if we were trying to think of a real world example, I think it would spread, and it would spread a lot, and it would stick around a lot longer than it should.
Yeah. Man, I can't imagine if you're all fucking
won't
like.
Just stay in.
But I'd still want to go to gym, though.
To a gym? The
gyms have to stay open.
Huh?
Gyms have to stay open. If gyms have to stay open all the time, so because it's important for people's mental health.
I thought. Wait. What?
Gyms?
I don't know.
We're trying to keep gyms open during COVID. So why should we do it during?
I'm just saying. Why should we? I think we're on complete different tangents here.
The pubs need to stay open as well.
No, we're talking about like. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about zombies. What I'm saying is, if we can do it during COVID, we can do it during a zombie apocalypse. Keep the gyms open.
Yeah.
Important for people's mental health. They need to go and do some exercise while their neighbor's trying to eat them.
You know what? Before I thought you were talking total shit, but now it makes total sense. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
I mean, I'm joking. I'm being very sarcastic at this.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, zombies, you can't come in because you're not wearing a mask. No biting today.
Oh, this is haunting, this bit.
Like, imagine, like, you got a zombie in the back of a treadmill and you're trying to treadmill, and the only thing keeping you there is like the fact that if you fucking let go, you'll get eaten by a zombie. Eaten.
Yeah, that's some motivation there. Hashtag Monday motivation.
You could just go for a run, away from zombies.
Oh, God, I hate this bit.
I didn't notice that fucking terrifying fuck then.
It's, do you know what it is about the zombies? It's, not the zombies, the infected at the beginning of this film. is obviously in later zombie media, they have a lot more money to work with. You know, the makeup's a lot better. In this film, it's literally just they have red eyes and they're a bit crackheady.
Yeah. Like, no, it's full crackhead.
Full crackhead.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, in the back of one of the shots where he's walking through London, there's a crackhead on a bike doing a wheelie. no hands. Drinking. No hands, because you had both hands on two cans of special brew.
Hold up. I'm going to say the makeup's pretty good in this film.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
But I mean, it's more subtle than it is. Like, in Walking Dead and stuff, they can experiment more with, like, you know, how
weird flesh things.
Yeah, how disgusting things look. Whereas in this, it's like, you know, a lot of people here wouldn't be dead, necessarily.
Yeah.
But it just makes it that much more, like, terrifying, because they just look like normal people, especially on, like, you know, because it looks like an episode of The Bill. Like, they just look like regular people with, like, red eyes. Like, them running after him now, they just look like a bunch of blokes running after him.
Yeah. It is weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think that makes it scarier, because they add the noises to it.
I just don't like the way they run, though. I wouldn't survive in this.
Yeah.
It'd be really fucking hard. This would be mortality rate is fucking 100%, you know?
Yeah, they are, like, sprinting in this.
Because, at least if you get bitten by, a walker in The Walking Dead, I don't know about Shaun of the Dead, but at least in The Walking Dead, if you say you bite your hand, chop that fucker off straight away, you can survive. It's fine. But this, a drop of blood to any part of you, like someone got spat on in the face, like, it's just a droplet can go in your eye. Like,
it's the speed at which it moves.
And it's 20 seconds,
that,
isn't it?
Yeah, that soldier at the beginning.
Yes.
The one who was the chick who got bitten by the monkey.
Yeah.
She was going crazy after like 10 seconds.
Yeah. They said, what's her name? The dude who gets bitten, Mark.
He's saying
that he has like 20 seconds, so she beats him to death, and in the house. Want more Pepsi.
More Pepsi product placement.
Do you know what? It's weird seeing shops look like that, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It takes you back to like being a kid and being
We're going
to
see an old £5 note in a minute. Yeah.
Not just seeing like loads of 50s. Do you remember they had the old 50s?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, zombie apocalypse.
Hello,
yes. You have my curiosity.
You have curiosity. Now you have my attention.
Now you have my attention.
Zombie apocalypse. And how would you do it?
So I reckon, first thing we do, if we're in this flat, right?
Yeah. Oh, we have to explain how, like, the flat situation works.
Okay, so we've got this sweet ass chill pad.
I mean, you know, because like it's what windows and escape routes, isn't it? You know, you can't.
There's only one door in, and we're like four floors up. Five floors up.
Yeah, we got a balcony that we can jump off if we need to.
We can rappel down.
I mean, I was thinking jump, tuck and roll. You're fine.
Tuck and roll. We can survive a fall from that.
And if you tuck and roll on the ground and push hard enough with your hands, you can actually jump up really high.
You can push the earth away from
you. Like some fucking Avatar Last Airbender or whatever shit. Like, whatever type of stuff like that. You know? If he does that bold kid.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. Fucking hell. But no, I'd say the first thing we do, because the only way in is the front door.
Yeah.
I'd say we get maybe one of the wardrobes, one of my wardrobes it'd have to be, or the bookcase or something.
I said to put the bathroom door and the little, you know, closet door together and hold them, you know, together, so you've got a little slit so you can see the front door still.
Yeah.
I think that's handy.
I think we're underestimating the amount of power you can get from throwing yourself full force at a door.
I
would board it up under the assumption that there's other humans trying to get in to attack us.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm thinking just zombies.
But what I'm saying in terms of zombies, because I've thought about this before, how do zombies get through doors so quickly, or, you know, so easily in zombie fiction? And I thought about it and I was like, if you haven't got any kind of, you know, survival instinct, you know, to maybe brace before you do it, you know, some people wouldn't be able to throw themselves fully at a door and break through it. However, if you're a zombie and you're absolutely mental, regardless of what happens.
I've had them on the air. I'm absolutely fucking nuts. Watch him smash his door and eat these fucking fools. Like.
But hear me out. Full force, somebody throwing their full force against the door without any kind of inhibitions about how they're going to be okay afterwards. They're going to break through it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
After a couple of,
except
like...
That, well, also that adrenaline you get from, like...
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like, holy fuck, I'm going to die. There's like, no, there's if no, I don't break through this
yeah,
door,
there's
we're
no,
fucked.
There's, so. No kind of, there's no kind of, oh, I don't want to hurt myself. It's literally just fucking go for it. Like,
your body just goes into, like, full...
Yeah, it's full, like, you know, door, yeah. Crazy mode. So I guess I would say put some... I wouldn't say drill, because we were saying we should drill stuff in front of the door and, like, completely drill the door shut so there's no way in or out. But then I was thinking,
how to get in?
Then us climbing down the balconies would be the best option. And I don't know if I'm ready to do that.
I am.
I think.
I feel like we need options. I think, and we, I feel like that can't be our
that option. Comes down to kind of you know, preparing. So maybe trying to get one of those ladders. You know, yeah. We get like multiple versions where obviously, you know, two of us go down at a time. One person stays here. Look out.
Yeah,
weapons, you know, look after the place while two other people go scouting out, you know, go and get the old Toys R Us if you want to go and check for Yu-Gi-Oh cards or something.
Yeah,
if we get bored. Mm-hmm. Or absolutely. You know, there's loads of shops around us we can check, and obviously, you know, like flats that would be, you know, empty due to people probably leaving, because a lot of people will just get up and leave.
Yeah,
not thought about that. Like, not everyone's gonna stay at home, but they
Some people
who live here might be like, oh, yo, I got a fucking, like, family member who owns a farm back in, like, you know, Somerset or something. It's more safe there, you
know? Do you know what I find crazy, right?
And then they get trapped in the, in, you know, trying to cross, and then, you know, wait, like, 3 weeks while everyone tries to escape, and then, you know, everyone dies then.
It's, do you know what I find interesting, right? Is, if you think about how many people are like us, right? Because zombie media is quite popular. Zombies are a very popular, like, you know, they're in video games, they're in films, they're in TV, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people watch this kind of stuff now. Do you think that we don't live in a realistic setting where this kind of thing would happen? Because, you know, say, for example, The Walking Dead, isn't there the whole theory about the reason they don't call them zombies is because zombies don't exist in The Walking Dead universe?
Yeah.
And that's why they call them walkers.
Yeah.
See... Obviously, in real life,
pop culture exists.
So people,
it's like if vampires existed. You're like, holy shit! Look,
you imagine?
You know what it is?
Could you imagine, like, half of the population are, as you know, maybe as savvy as us?
Hmm.
Or I wouldn't even say we're. I'm not even going to put myself in the savvy.
Everyone's seen The Walking Dead.
But you know, some people have experience with watching stuff with zombies in before, so they know. I guess they know kind of what to do.
It's not even just that though; it's the common sense.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. But I mean, like, you know, it would. I feel like if it was, say, for example, there was a zombie pandemic that happened immediately now, people wouldn't be leaving their houses. I reckon everybody here who's here now would stay hunkered down. Maybe there'd be a couple people, what, you know, get coming at you know, leaving and stuff. But I think a lot of people,
like,
would be too scared to leave.
Our gate is fucking messed up as well, so people would just be running in.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people would be too scared to leave their houses.
Yeah. Like,
and they'd be doing what they would, you know, because everyone's had a conversation about what they'd do in a zombie apocalypse. Because
you could set up borders effectively, like, like, you know, even if, like, one building block was safe, like, you can just kind of save that and everyone just lives in the same building block.
Yeah.
You can have those people in these places, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Like on The Walking Dead, when the governor moves in.
Huh?
Like on The Walking Dead, when the governor just moves into that apartment building.
Oh, yeah, he just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he walks in, he's like,
I'm here now.
Yeah.
Come and stay with you.
And they have the bloody nerves to go and ask him to go and do loads of shit. Like, he does loads of side quest stuff.
I mean, he does kind of use them to... blow up a fucking prison.
Very true. Yeah.
I think he did quick work with those people.
He's a master manipulator.
He turned them the fuck around. They went from killing these guys to let's kill all these fucking guys.
He's a hype man. He's a true hype man.
He was a mad bastard because and I don't know why. I really liked him as a villain, but I couldn't fully get behind him as a villain because I feel like the best villains have like a proper motive, you know what I mean?
His just
Whereas his was just like, I hate Rick, I have to kill him.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just like,
He's more obsessed with killing Rick than he is killing Michonne.
Yeah, and that's why. Yeah, and I was, and it, which is mental to me because I'm thinking, like, you know, this guy who's already shown lots of, like, you know, lots of character complexity. He just, for some reason, when it comes to Rick, he becomes a barbarian. He's just, I want to kill him.
Yeah,
it's a bit. I mean, I get it because, you know, obviously Rick kind of ruined everything he had. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I don't know.
Something. Oh my God, what is that in the top left-hand corner?
It's a.
They're in the car, aren't they?
No, look.
They're in the car, did you say?
They're in the car. No, there's this cleaning.
I'm like fucking 50 feet in the air.
I honestly thought it was a reflection.
Can you see that? Like, it looks, it generally looks like they've melted a bit of the screen.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. This camcorder must not be in good nick.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. No, it is. There we go. All right, never mind. Anton, I apologise for everything.
Wait. What was that?
That was a really cool shot.
Was that like a weird like way of trying to like...
Maybe that was a reflection.
Pull up to into a shot or something.
No, like, I think that was a reflection.
From the sky. Nah, that was off of like a window or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
That was really...
It's nighttime though.
Wow, fair play. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's really weird.
Oh, what is it? You can't tell. It's a camcorder, you know?
Oh, it could be the middle of the fucking day. We wouldn't know.
Mom's favorite recipe
book.
Just beans on toast 100 times.
Hey, I love beans on toast.
Ways of those are just different ways you can cut the toast.
Beans on toast, man.
And then the other one is just like a certain amount of grams of beans or like, you know, cheese ratio.
Speaking of fun snacks.
Whether to put black pepper in it or not. Do you want to spice it up with some Tabasco? Well, Go ahead. That's another recipe for you.
I was going to say, speaking of fun snacks, what was it that that Danny Boyle said?
No, Anza should tell this story because he obviously made it up.
Well, you made it up, so you got to tell it.
Before you tell it, though, this is actually a true story.
Absolutely a true story.
It's based on a true story, just like the film Titanic.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it wasn't really a thing. We were just having a... Oh, hello. We were just having a wonderful evening and a little conversation on the balcony as we do, like many an evening. I happened to mention that Danny Boyle would do anything for Plowmans. And for some fucking reason, Charlie believed it. I thought it was like the stupidest shit.
Listen,
but he went along with it like it was.
Do you know what? For me, it makes sense.
I have to because like it's so absurd that like my brain automatically went to like this is fucking real. Just pretend it's real. For 1 minute, and then it just took me away, and I just couldn't get past it. It
was too random to not be true.
I think it was just a good joke. I remember just seeing it like...
It's one of these things that I just say in passing, and most of the time you just ignore it. But once in a while, you actually hear it, and you're like, what the fuck?
Danny Boyle will do any job for a plowman sandwich.
Yeah, if you went to him with a job and said, hey, Danny Boyle, all right? I got this project. Hear me out. All right. Before you say anything, I can do your plowmans.
Your plowmans.
I can't even say it without laughing.
And hear me out. The film that we're going to be doing.
It's a documentary on.
Bear with me. It's going to be 28 months later. Or 20, no, what was it? 28 seconds before?
No, it was 28 minutes previously. Previously on 28 Days Later, the prequel series.
28
beforehand.
28 years earlier.
You know, like the High School Musical, the series, the musical, it was called.
28 years earlier is just going to be.
The story.
It's going to be like Gavin and Stacey.
28 years earlier is just the birth of Jim.
Yeah, it'd be his mum and dad meeting.
Yeah, and having like consummating. And then it's 28 minutes later.
His mum and dad are Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
This is canon to Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it's not the first thing you think when you come to work in the morning. Oh, wait, she killed him already. We just missed so much of this.
We missed it.
Yeah,
she chopped him to death.
That plowman sandwich, so, like, this is why he did the film, like, clearly, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, Alice Garland was like, dude, I wrote the script. It's not quite zombies. I mean, you say you won because you're Danny Boyle, right? But... I can only offer you a plowman. He's like, I can only offer you camcorder quality, mate. And he's like,
no. What happened is she said, she said, I'll give you a plowman sandwich. It was a dare. She said, I'll give you a plowman sandwich if you film it on a camcorder.
Yeah,
and he was like,
Challenge accepted.
Deal.
Anything for Plowman's.
Anything for a Plowman's.
It just seems real. Like, you look at that guy and you're like...
And she was like, I'm not finished yet, but you've already made the deal. It's like, okay, what's the rest of the deal? Okay, well, the last, like, 10 minutes has to be in crisp HD now. Why is Mad-Eye Moody nicking trolleys? Because as far as I'm concerned, somebody's going to need those trolleys to go and do their shops.
Well, he needs
the local Tesco. The local Tesco is not going to have any trolleys in it. People are going to have to use baskets for their big shops, and that's not okay. So, hashtag,
hashtag Tesco trolleys sorted you out, bud.
I had about 50 ideas in my head there. I was going to say hashtag and
hashtag Plowman's.
Hashtag Plowman's.
Yeah, that's gonna be a hashtag. We have to hashtag those then.
Hashtag Plowman.
Hashtag Plowman sandwich. That will probably attract a lot of, like, you know, guys in their 50s, you know, plumbers, you know. They'll do anything for a Plowman's, really.
Josh, I mean, my sink's fucked. For Plowman's.
Do anything for a Plowman's.
Ask him, text him.
I'll text him.
Ask him if you can fix some wall or something for a Plowman's. He'll be like, any time of the day, but.
Any time of the day.
He said, you asked Danny Boyle, and he's like, how do you know? He's like, it's a cult.
Danny Boyle's a plumber too.
The Plowman's. It sounds like some sort of elite class, like, you know, gentleman's club, you know?
Yeah, well, the Plowman Sandwich Club.
The Plowman's. The sandwich is basically the guy who created the club's favourite sandwich.
His name was Plowman.
His name was Danny...
Danny Plowman?
No, his name was Danny Boyle.
Fuck's sake. Where the fuck did he get SWAT gear from?
He's Mad-Eye Moody, bro.
True.
He's an actor. Dude, it's a film. Anything can happen, honestly. He could have a fucking lightsaber, but, like, it's fine. It's Brendan Gleeson. Like, you know what I mean?
I've got a question. So what's everyone's weapons of choice in the zombie? I know we've spoken about this before, but what's everyone's weapons of choice in the zombie apocalypse?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm going solidly crowbar or machete if I can get my hands on either.
Fair play.
You know,
fair
ideal play, if that's like, you know, crowbar,
I would,
really though.
I would absolutely love a metal baseball bat.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, there's no worries there about slamming fools, you know.
I don't have to be accurate. You can be
cracking skulls.
Yeah, exactly. I just have to swing.
I think I'd like an axe.
An axe. Like a hatchet or an axe.
Yeah, a hatchet. Yeah, a hatchet.
Like a Rick Grimes type.
Yeah.
Just have in your back pocket ready. Yeah.
It would have to be all metal though, because we've had axes in work and they've come apart at the top.
Oh yeah,
you don't want to reach back to go and swing.
And it just goes and you knock out just comes off,
and you just end up hitting it with a
you
stick.
Kill poor Susan, the one who's been tagging along for the last fucking 17 days, like
the last two seasons.
Susan, I'm so sorry. Son of a bitch. Yeah, the last two seasons.
We
can't be thinking like that. Like, we're in like season two of lockdown now. This is, you know, it's a short season though. It's
lockdown,
only like
lockdown to Electric Boogaloo.
Lockdown to Electric Avenue.
Lockdown, yeah. Fuck's sake.
Gotta rock down to Electric Avenue.
See, he's in a tower block. See, it's safe for a while, but after you're going to have to leave, you know? So,
we have to
leave.
So,
like, where would you
point,
go after? If we had to leave here, where would you go?
Well, I mean, we live next to a river with boats that lead it, you know, out to the sea.
We got boats. None of us can drive. Can you drive a car?
Yeah, I can drive a car enough. I'd go to the valleys.
Listen, I'll manage and I'll get a boat.
I'll pedal bike it, mate. It's fine. So you have to drive. You fucking. But we could all just give us a backy on your bike, I guess. Like if like you drive, I go behind you, and then Josh just kind of like sits on our shoulders.
Depending how the world goes, we might just be able to nab a car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, go next door.
I mean, honestly, like this is gonna sound silly, but like, how hard is it to drive, really?
Oh well, I can drive, so
like it's not gonna be like I've never driven a car per se.
I don't have a license,
but
I have used
one of those simulator games.
I wouldn't say that's a good example of how to drive.
So I understand what it's like being
drifting around corners.
I sat in the driver's seat.
I play Mario Kart.
I think it's probably a lot more difficult than you think it's going
to
be.
Yeah, to be fair,
it's not simple.
It's like riding a bike, isn't it? You know,
I did.
Except
it's
a car. Far more complicated.
Yeah, but in an apocalyptic sense, I mean, who gives a fuck, really? There's no worries about like anything. Like, you know, there's no other cars coming. You know what I mean? Usually, it's just derelict. And
yeah, I think it's not something you can just jump into the car and get it right first time.
No, but like it would be easier to learn doing a zombie apocalypse than it would normally. But just jump in a car.
It's fine anyway because I did my lessons. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I might not be very good.
I'm sure someone's still doing lessons in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Car lessons, mate.
Get my driving license. Yeah. Might be late, but you know.
My instructor ain't doing lessons.
Yeah, but like, honestly, like, it's not going to be difficult to learn. So if you go to meets, they're like, all right, I'm going to show you how to drive. You're like, cool. You go to the valleys.
Yeah.
Where would you go? Zombie apocalypse, man. It's starting.
It's starting. I would try and get a boat, and then from there, I'd work out my next move. I can get to London on a boat, I guess. It would be very fucking... Actually, no, could I?
Could you?
I was thinking, because there's a lot of... what are they fucking called? The locks.
You could just get stranded on the Atlantic by accident.
Because I was thinking I could go... I mean, River Thames would be very, very dangerous, because I'd be going in right through the middle of London.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
So how are you going to boat to your house then? You'd all go home then, really?
Well, I mean, I think I'd try and see what happened to my family first. I'd try and figure out what happened. And then from there, I guess I'd just try and find somewhere safe. And if that's on the water...
Why would you go to London?
Huh?
Why would you go to London?
Well, my family's there.
No, I know that, but like...
It's a stupid idea just purely because of how many people
are going
to be there.
It would take you quite a long time to get there.
It would take me a very long time, but you know, it's fine.
Well, saying that, I mean, I guess it would take you a few days, like a week or two to walk there.
I'm just thinking there might be some parts of like the River Thames that I wouldn't be able to get through on one of those boats. So like,
they're very small boats.
Yeah.
Unless you robbed one of there's quite a big one.
Oh no, I mean no. I mean like there'll be parts of the River Thames that will be, you know, shallower than what we have here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would realistically need a riverboat at that point, and none of those are riverboats, so
I don't know what I would do.
Who knows really?
I wouldn't go back home to Swansea. Because that'd be instant death, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully I'd have time to text my parents.
It'd be really hard to leave. It'd be difficult to leave Cardiff. It'd be very hard to leave Cardiff.
It would be very difficult to leave Cardiff. You're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? Think of the traffic jams. There's thousands of people living here.
Mm. Bike.
I mean, like I said, I don't know.
You could walk there, and go through the back, you know, like you could walk to Swansea, but I wouldn't do it realistically.
If you do get a boat, then you can go along the coast until you find somewhere that would be easier, especially say for example, if I was going to London, I'd go along the coast until I got to the closest point that's, you know, maybe Brighton or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously, I mean, that will take me a while because I'd be going around the edges and shit.
Yeah.
But I'd have to go around Cornwall, you know, the Bristol Channel and stuff like that. I think that would be a proper adventure. I mean, I don't want it to happen. It'd be terrifying.
You're trying to boat when you're
like... It'd be terrifying, but that'd be a proper adventure.
You could dinghy that, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that. I'd be living on the boat.
I would say Isle of Wight.
Oof. Big oof, yeah. Mm. I get you. Well, maybe, you know, just, I mean, maybe just some uninhabited island or something.
Yeah.
There might be a couple.
Well, I was thinking Isle of Wight because at least it's, you know... Yeah. An actual fucking place. Like, unless the only way they're going to get infected there is if it starts there or someone flies there.
Yeah.
Charlie, if you're going over there, what if you've got it and you don't know? What if you're asymptomatic and you kick it to that
that's
island?
That's
the
risk I'm willing to take. Ooh. I'm joking.
Oh, look, there's an island there.
Where? What island?
That's
a shout. Island's a shout. Grab everyone you like and go to an island.
I tell you what, boys. You're going to be going to the valleys. That's fine. You can go do your thing. It's more space for me and Charles. We have the Flatholm Nature Reserve, which is an island just off the coast of Cardiff.
Ooh.
A nature reserve.
Fair dues.
Nature reserve. It's full of monkeys with the rage virus, Josh. We can't that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's another island here. Steepholm. I'm assuming Steepholm, just by the name, we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Because that sounds like it's going to be difficult to...
It'd be crazy, though. Imagine going to Cardiff City Centre.
Oh, mate, we'd be dead before we knew it.
There's another option. Like, there's some buildings in the centre that have like roofs and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a shout. You know, like the Haze.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mate. Doing,
if you live in the Haze, you're sorted. Because they got the rooftop terrace. As long as no one there is infected, you're fucking sorted. If you got helicopters coming for people, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to see you jumping about. Either that or they'll just kill you because they'll think everyone... That's more likely to be the option. They'll probably just start dropping bombs on cities because it's safer.
Honestly, that is like perfect.
You are. Oh, is that the island?
That's Steepholm. Yeah, that's not even the nature reserve.
Is there anything there?
There's a house there. Or at least I don't know how many houses, but it's quite a big island. Like that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Or you go to the Worm's Head on Swansea.
yeah, I was thinking that. That's what gave me the idea for it. I wonder if there's any islands close to Cardiff.
Just camp up on there, I reckon. You'd be sorted. Like, you know, just go down. You know when the tide's out. It's really difficult to get there. Most people die.
Yeah.
But I reckon if you boated, you could get a boat there. Maybe. Dangerous gameplay, you know.
I'm just curious to see what all these other ones look like now. This Flatholme Nature Reserve, I'm curious. Because that's like a... Oh my God, there's like... There's houses? There's a lighthouse? Dude, if there's a zombie apocalypse, we are sorted, honestly. Yeah. Although...
Maybe one of the islands off of Scotland.
Although...
Where they distilled scotch.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're not going to be the only people from Cardiff going to those islands.
Oh yeah, obviously well.
I think, actually, now that I think about it, everybody who owns a boat there is going to go to one of those islands.
Yeah, true.
Because they've probably seen
them. And
you're
not part of the boys' club, so you ain't getting in.
Yeah. We'll turn up with a nicked boat and they'll be like, where'd you get that boat from? We'll be like,
Our friend Steve got nicked, so we nicked his boat. And he's like, this is not Steve's, this is Patrick's. You're like... We killed the wrong guy.
We can explain.
We killed the wrong fucking guy. And this guy Patrick's running down like, my fucking boat! You're like, oh shit. And then you got fucking people chasing you then, and then they become pirates because, you know, of our wrongdoing. We've created pirates, Josh.
All because we decided to get a boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Vicious cycle. I mean, New Zealand's
fine. We know that. Yeah. So you could sail to New Zealand if you really wanted to.
Oh, that's going to take you a while, mate.
Nah. 20 minutes.
I'll be there now.
Just turn left on the A4.
To be fair, there's a couple of islands around here, you know. I reckon we'd be all right. If we found a tiny little one.
Do you reckon island, like, what do you reckon is the true safe point? If it was a genuine...
Realistically, I think it would be something like an island.
An island.
Yeah, because I think... Because, I mean, it's something that Michonne mentions in... what's it called? In Walking Dead, isn't it? She mentions, oh, yeah, we should just find an island and...
Yeah.
Live there. But, yeah, I think that would be the best... And then, like, come inland to do, like, you know... I mean, there'd still be some dangers. There's always going to be some danger. Because you'd have to come in... onto the mainland to come and get food again and supplies stuff. But at least you'd have a base the way you know you'd be safe.
Yeah, and then it's only the ones that are like risking it by going out and doing jobs and stuff.
So, yeah, exactly. So it would be anybody who goes out on a boat or something to go and get supplies or something. Those would be the ones, you know, and it will have to be able-bodied people as well. No, none of the people who wouldn't be able to do that kind of stuff, like, you know, kids and shit like that.
Yeah.
They'd
send the kids out, fuck them.
Send them out, yeah. Coral! Like, Coral!
I mean, if you agree with like how the US are doing things and they should give kids guns, yeah, fuck it, why not, you know?
Mate.
That's obviously a joke. And
yeah.
This is like the best song in the film.
It's the best scene in the film. It's the most wholesome part where they're just shopping. Like we were saying yesterday, like if we went in there, I'd probably pretend that I'm buying like normal and I wouldn't get that much food. And I'd be like, boys, guess how much it's come to? 20 fucking quid. And you're just like, dude, it's all free. And you're like, oh, fuck.
it baffles me that they don't take more because I'd be taking everything. I'd have two trolleys.
Well, okay, then. So like we figured out where we need to go. We need to find an island, right? So we know we need to get a boat, right? Next stop, items.
So if we were in this situation,
if you were in a spa or a co-op or whatever this kind of situation is.
Straight to water.
Straight to water, 100%.
Yeah, as much water as possible.
After that, I know I probably wouldn't eat them now.
Canned food.
At the end of the world, I would go straight to the fudges because no one is going to take a fudge. Fudges are going to stay on spa shelves from now to the end of time.
I fucking love fudges. I wouldn't risk it because lactose intolerant, but you know.
Fudge bars are going to be there. Is it Celebrations? Is it coming Celebrations?
No, it's Heroes.
Heroes, same shit. There's always of course I know that.
I would say, I mean, it depends when we get there. I think if we get there early enough, I'd take fruit just for the seeds.
Yeah.
Because if we do end up, oh my God.
Yeah, is that a painting or is it?
I feel like that's a painting.
But then the car's driving at the top.
Yeah, I know, it's really weird.
There's so many questionable shit about this.
So many questionable.
The film is too good, though. That's a problem. Like, yeah, you can't even, disagree. Like, it. You don't like the story.
You don't think it's good?
I
think it's a really good, like.
But at the same time, it's like, Jesus.
Do you know what? I'm curious. What's its.
What were you saying? It's like a student film that's, like, on a big budget.
It's a student film. It looks like a student film, but it's got a decent story to it, so it's just...
Yeah, it's just
yeah,
film.
The story could... If it had, like...
I don't get why he chose to use a camcorder. Like, it just makes no sense. Logistically, it's just a fucking nightmare.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's absolutely disgusting. Like, I didn't notice this the last time I watched it. I thought it was just, I thought it was just a really shit kind of, you know, copy onto the Blu-ray, but it apparently... It's shot on like a Canon.
Yeah, I thought I was just watching a really shitty stream version.
Yeah.
Last time I watched this,
it definitely is fitting with 2002.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fan. Do you know what? It adds to the charm. It definitely adds to the charm.
Yeah. Right. What were we talking about? The
what we'd get
fruit.
From the
you want fruit?
I think I'd get fruit just in case we find somewhere that we can stay.
Yeah.
Because then you can it's always useful to have seeds and shit.
Nappies.
What, are you going to shit yourself, you fucking baby?
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, just in case you need to shit and
pee. I'm
joking. Like, that's actually a good idea, though.
Tinned food.
Because, you know, Walking Dead, Laurie had a baby, so...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no. I don't think any of us think about having kids in a zombie apocalypse. I'd have a sit down and a good chat with you. Have a bloody
good
chat. It's
alright. I'd be on my island by then.
Shit,
so it's
fine. Fucking baby.
I'd be on my island by then, so it's not too bad.
Exactly. So in precaution to this, wear a fucking condom.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe, wear your mask, wear your condoms. Mate, I would get masks, gloves, anything that like stops infection.
True. True, true, true.
Like think logistically on like how it spreads.
You
would know by then.
I'd get myself a nice new jacket.
Oh yeah, I'd rate top man for some coats and stuff.
I need
yeah.
some proper pandemic gear, I've got to look the part of a Walking Dead character.
Yeah, boots, denim jacket.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I'm going straight into Timberland, and I'm going to get myself some proper fucking boots from in there. Yeah.
In the town centre. I thought we already established we can't go to town centre.
We'll figure out a way.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
No, yeah.
Oh, we could just go.
We got there's a thing around.
Yeah, we've got what's it called. I mean, I might not be able to get some.
The retail park, but
I might not be able to get myself some Tim's, but I'll, you know.
Yeah, but you can go to the sports shop.
Yeah.
Sports Direct.
Like you said, the baseball bats, metal baseball bats.
Once you get them early, they're going to be gone.
It's also Pets at Home.
Pets at Home. Get ourselves a dog.
You got the answer dogs here, mate.
Already live with a bitch, mind.
No, Pets at Home. You can just get some snacks.
Yeah, actually, no, they would. Yeah, the dried bird food. I reckon you could eat that for days.
You know what?
Man.
I would go into Boots and I'd get myself all the fucking toothpaste in the world because I am not going to have a smelly breath in the fucking apocalypse.
Tough titties, mate.
I'm gonna try and keep because I feel like
I'm gonna raid some Parker Rabanne so I can smell fucking amazing all day.
I'm
gonna have my 1 million.
I'm just gonna make sure that my teeth are healthy. Is essentially what it would be. I need to make sure because we'd be fucked otherwise. I think that's one thing.
So you're saying we'd be fucked if you didn't brush your teeth for one day?
If you
brushing your teeth like a doomsday clock, like if you miss one day, the world's gonna end. Like
yeah, pretty much.
I think the first
get some
thing...
Listerine on it, boy.
Oh wait, actually, one second. Let me have a look at this watch we got here.
What's it say?
Is this going to be a really elaborate joke? I hope not.
are saying in it that you need a watch with the date in it as well.
Oh, I think mine wouldn't work then because I got exactly. I got the date, but it would be this would stop working after a while. Yeah. Thought the count though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was gonna say if we're getting his baseball bat, I'm gonna go into Argos and get a watch.
To be fair, there was a watch that I used to have. The only reason I stopped using it is because the strap broke and I could never be bothered to fix it. It gets recharged through kinetic energy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That IKEA.
So it would just never run out of battery.
IKEA.
What would we need from IKEA?
IKEA. You stay in IKEA.
Oh, mate, there's going to be loads of people in IKEA.
You wait. You wait and you wait. IKEA. You can go there after a few months. It'd be dead empty. Clear out all zombies. You can live there. Easy. Also, we do live close to water, so if we can get a water filter, we can get water from the river as well, so we're fucking sorted.
I mean, I'm still Team Ireland, if I'm being... Because I just went and searched
again. Yeah, Ireland, I think, is like the long, real long-term...
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, for us, it wouldn't be long-term, would it?
It's easier said than done, you know?
It's easy. Obviously, it's easier said than done, but I mean, like, you know...
Like, it'd be fairly difficult to just grab a boat,
I think
it would...
Oh, yeah, obviously, but I mean, like, you know...
You'd have to be, like, sitting here, like, waiting, like, you know, when the zombie apocalypse is going to happen at like 1 minute past fucking 12 on, you know, on the 17th of December or something like that, and you're like, can't wait. It's like waiting for a game to come out, and you're like, as soon as it comes out, you're ready, you got your ship at the door, and you just go for that boat.
But if we wait, because we'd realistically what we'd do is we wait, wouldn't we? We'd see how long we can last with the food that we have, because we know we're safe in here, or at least we think we're safe in here. Maybe scope out a couple of apartments above and below us. You know, we never know what we're going to find. We might find some zombies. We might not. We're going to have to deal with it. And
that's
then,
true.
We could go get some food. I guess we could. I mean, Tesco might be the closest. Oh, that would be
Tesco,
so
Morrison's,
difficult, wouldn't it?
Aldi.
They'd be so difficult.
Morrison's
to get
the best
to.
Bet though, because no one goes there.
Yeah, I'd say
sorry,
we'd start.
Morrison's.
I'd say we'd start off by
Harvester.
Like, oh, yeah.
We're the first motherfuckers to get the harvester. And there's a hospital across the road.
Oh, we'd be sorted.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah.
Because the first thing you do, really, is I'd go to the fucking hospital. One person goes to the hospital. One person goes to a shop. Grab supplies. So you're gonna need like, some, you know, I would say, like, antibiotics. Very strong painkillers, poison needles, just in case there is, like, you know, infection bandages, anything that, like, would actually genuinely come in.
Only alteration I've made to that is that we don't split up.
No, split up, knock for clues. It works in Scooby-Doo. It worked every time.
For fuck's sake. Well, Anson's got his bike as well, so as long as Anson can get to his bike, he can go and scout out the roads around
Anson's going to claim IKEA before anyone else gets it.
I'm going up the valley to get a crossbow.
You fucking bastard.
Oh, he's going on the weapon hunt. Yeah. So if I go to the hospital, I get the medical supplies. He goes and grabs family and stuff from the warehouse. You go to the shop and grab chocolate for us all.
I still think I'd have to come with you for the hospital thing, right, and then we'd have to go together and get the food.
Well,
as well.
I mean, if
because I
the
I,
thing is though,
I don't think
a zombie apocalypse
be...
wouldn't like the thing is it wouldn't just like as soon as one person's infected like that's it, all hell's broken. It wouldn't be as fast unless it's this kind of like, you know, the rage virus. If it was a typical you know, what Walking Dead is, you know, it's kind of like COVID.
See,
if
you,
COVID could turn you into zombies.
See, you say that, but I don't understand why they...
Like, it would
sure
be a build-up,
right?
You know what I mean? It wouldn't be like... It would take, like, at least a few days to a week for it to, like, truly big up. And then once it actually starts spreading fast, that's it. It'll spread faster than ever. But it might take a few days to build up. In that time, you can get all the supplies you need. I get all the food and weapons and stuff.
I think it would, and all the people you need. Yeah, I think it would happen quicker than you'd think. If we're I think it's because it's not.
But you
like,
wouldn't wake up. You wouldn't wake up in a frenzy. You wouldn't wake up to a frenzy. Unless the infection started within our radius, it wouldn't. If someone got infected in London and then it took people from biting each other to get back and forth all the way to Wales, it would take days.
I reckon we'd have about 24 hours.
Yeah, that's fine though. That's enough to get people in. Sort everything out, and then you can just ransack the hospitals then. You know, when it actually becomes to a point
it would almost be by the time that we find out about it, it would be too late, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because if it would happen.
Twitter. Someone would be like, bro, I just saw this guy get eaten alive. Holy fuck. Like on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like everyone's getting TikTok-ing eaten stuff. Alive on TikTok. Somehow the videos are still sending.
We watched a video on a film. Oh, what did we watch the... You went and watched the film with Beth, didn't
hashtag
you?
Alive.
Hashtag Alive. It's a South Korean film, yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, South Korean zombie film about this guy who gets stuck in an apartment. Very, you know,
Is it the one that was shot during lockdown?
I
don't think so. No, but it just shows his story about, you know, because it's in where is it? I mean, it's based in South Korea.
I think it is Seoul.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Fair. Right. So it's like it's a pretty. I mean, just from the fact that I watched a video about it, it looked terrifying. But yeah,
I don't know what you're on about though. Yeah, yeah. It's a guy trapped in an apartment.
And one of the iconic. Iconic. No, it is
zombies. Zombie one, is it?
Yeah, it's I would say one of the iconic shots with it is him hanging off his balcony with a selfie stick and his phone on the end of a selfie stick, him trying to get signal. Which is like, and he's like, you know, he's like hanging off and there's zombies like crowding below and shit. And he's like hanging off, you know, struggling to get signal on his phone. And it's like, it's proper cool. And they showed like somebody else doing it earlier in the film. And it was somebody who was on, I think, was it TikTok or was it just, it was like Instagram Live or something like that.
And then they were
and
just
somebody doing it. And you see him slip and you're like, oh shit. And you see him slip and he just goes, and he just puts the phone down. And he's like, oh my God. Like... It's wild. Oh, it looks like a really
someone good like someone live on live got eaten alive, basically.
Yeah, well, they fell off their balcony. He just puts the phone down and goes, oh my God.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
Well, that's the weird thing. You'd see that shit on TikTok and Twitter before. Like,
yeah.
Like, if it was something like this virus, it would be game over within minutes. It'd be fucked.
I think this kind of thing would take like 24 hours.
Oh, what about you? How long do you think it'd take you to like the spread from London, to, like and like Walking Dead, normal slow ass zombies, Shaun of the Dead, for example.
Yeah,
because like that kind of zombie. How long would it take that infection to get to us?
I couldn't even hazard a guess.
But it's interesting because we watched the YouTube video about it. What video was it? It was a game theory. It must have been game theory. But he was talking about how there's a university. I think it's somewhere in America. Who specifically dedicate their time to working out how quickly is, you know, what are the logistics of the zombie virus? And they have this algorithm that allows them to simulate like what a real zombie virus would be like and how quickly it would spread and, you know, like the severity of like, you know, maybe the speed of infection.
Yeah.
Or like, no, the speed in which, you know, it takes over your body or whatever.
Yeah,
And you can measure that. I mean, how
would that? How would that infection? How fast that infection spread from people to people via non-bites?
Yeah. Oh well. See, this is the thing is it was an interesting part of the video because he was saying, oh, you know, it's because you've got to take into consideration that it's not like a normal virus would be because you'd have people, dying, but also people don't stay dead.
Yeah.
So you'd have those people getting up and also infecting other people.
That's true,
So it would be a different kind of thing and it would be a different kind of ball game at that point. And it wouldn't be similar to anything that we have.
I mean, that like, you know, if assuming if that first case is reported, everyone's going to go fucking nuts.
Yeah, absolutely nuts.
It's going to go
But I think it'll be crazy. I think because I remember he said...
Because you got to remember like that will kill the common sense.
Yeah,
like that kind of, you know, we know as like everyone knows about zombies.
Yeah,
everyone is gonna be shit scared when that actually if that actually does like become mental. A thing.
But I think I think the end of that part of the video, he said that he did a simulation where it was, I think it was like the ones from Walking Dead.
Yeah,
was it the ones from Walking Dead? I can't remember. It was either Walking Dead or it was this actually. And he did a simulation in America. He started it off in one of the densely populated cities to see what the worst case scenario would be.
It was that airport in Texas.
Yeah, it was an airport in Texas. He started off in the busiest airport in the US, I think it was in Austin, Texas, actually, which is really weird. That it's not like JFK or something.
Yeah, but it's bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, but so he said, we'll put it there and see how quickly it spreads. And I think it was like 80% of America was completely infected by like day 50 or something like that. So like, you know, a month and a half in, it's like 80% of the country in America just completely wiped out by the virus.
Most of the Midwest was fine, though.
Yeah, most of the Midwest was completely fine because there's nobody there, so it's fucking wild.
Well, I mean, that seems true, though, because you think about it, The Walking Dead, I mean, we haven't seen all of it, but I imagine the percentage of people we're seeing, obviously, it's like under, like, 1,000 people we've probably,
exactly.
seen. So, that, like, that's fuck all. Yeah. So, yeah, it could be, like, 10% of the US is alive.
Yeah, because
like,
I was thinking, it's hilarious. Then. I was thinking the other day, I was like, when we were watching Walking Dead, and we see characters that we know from completely different locations, and we see them see each other, and we're like, how do they, in my mind, I'm thinking, how do these guys meet? You know, it's the chances of them seeing each other on the road is crazy. But then I thought about it and I was like, there's probably about 20 people in this state. Like, you know,
yeah, everyone else is just fucking dead. That's why it explains why there's so many fucking zombies just kind of just
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they hear a sound and it takes them like 40 days to get there. But like,
yeah.
Mental, this oh, I was gonna say this bit's really upsetting.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
when
Brendan Gleeson gets the droplet.
Yeah,
it's so. It's actually quite hilarious how he just like gets infected though. It's just stupid. Like, how are we gonna kill off this guy? Oh, let's have some fucking blood get dropped off because a crow pecked a fucking dead body.
Because if he was still there,
the chances of that blood droplet going into his eye as well.
Mental, innit? Mental. But then again, I guess.
I really hope the script says
movie magic.
I really hope the script says Frank goes to investigate the crow. As he looks up, he sees a corpse. The crow pecks as he flies away. A droplet of blood somehow miraculously lands in Frank's eye, and he thinks to himself, "Oh shit!
Oh shit! Like, diss it!"
And then he gets absolutely fucking gunned down.
He gets pinged off by about 20 soldiers. See, what I don't understand is why they didn't make themselves known a bit earlier.
Why did she say dad, like, he's going to get up? Like,
I have no fucking idea. It was Garth Marenghi-esque, that.
Dad is like, he's been shot about 60 times, love. He's not responding to you.
I know 50 Cent got shot 9 times and he's still alive, but that was like...
That's 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Come on. You're not going to get better than 50 Cent.
Exactly. That guy took, like, an entire fucking round then. Just... fucking like 8 bullets, 9 bullets, 10 bullets, whatever. He's fucking dead. But also, you gotta bear in mind, we're gonna know how to kill zombies, so there's also another thing.
Are we?
I think, well, yeah, when you think about it, right, we know to just kind of destroy the brain, yeah?
Yeah, we know, but depends, like, I don't think that's realistic. But then at the same time, how do we know they're not just going to be fucking...
Well, I think it is realistic because the brain is where all the motor functions come from. If you destroy the brain, then there's no motor functions going to the rest of the body.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, realistically, they are still people. So if you break their back, they're fucked. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see
what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, we're just going with the assumption they're smashing their brain. We could save each other a lot of hassle by just doing it back.
It's similar to how they have it in The Walking Dead, you know, is if they cut off their jaws.
Well, I mean,
when
you think about it, right, like... The only logical way really would be to actually just destroy the brain, because that's how the virus and The Walking Dead and this, like...
I don't think we'd ever have time to just be like, oh, just take his legs, like, you know what I mean? We'd have to go for that.
But that's what I mean, you know, like, usually in these kind of situations, they have no idea how to dispose of these zombies, which is mind-blowing, because it's like, obviously, if they did, it wouldn't be that fucking interesting of a film, would it? Because then there would be no danger, because everyone would be like, oh, well, we're safe because we know how to... everyone will know how to get rid of them. Everyone will have, you know, the common sense. And then the ones who didn't turned earlier on. I guess
it's good for slowing them down. But realistically, you'd want to kill them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Ass! These guys taking a fucking piss, messing around with the black cab light. He's going to charge you. Them doing that week... That's
costing you a fortune,
that
mate.
That donut there costs them about 40 quid.
Fuck's sake. There'll always be that one person, though, on a zombie apocalypse where they'll have a car and they'll ask for petrol money.
I'd be one of those guys.
You're like, bro, there's like... It's free.
This, for me, is overkill.
What, floodlights?
Oh, nah, no, man, I mean, shut up. If you got the fucking money to burn, you burn it.
I mean, but like, if you put down too many landmines, right, they're going to catch off each other, aren't they? Like, one landmine will blow up another landmine.
Mate, the military, I'm sure they know what they're doing. I mean, they're a load of bloody idiots.
But they keep, but they said they keep, you know, doing it every day. It's like, there's only so much ground you can put landmines on before it starts to become counterproductive. Surely.
Nah, fuck it. Just keep doing it. Then it'll start, it'll build its own trench then, won't it? And then they kind of like a moat, and then like no one will get through. And they'll be surrounded by water. And what, those zombies aren't going to get through water, are they? Unless, you know, can't drown any demons. They know to swim, Josh. But these zombies don't.
They're not zombies.
Delete the podcast.
They're not zombies, Charlie. They're infected.
I will offer Mr. Boyle a plowman sandwich if he can explain why he thinks this is not a zombie film.
I think it's the logic that I gave earlier, in the sense that zombies are technically the undead, and these people aren't dead, they're just infected. I think that's the only explanation I can give for it, really and truly. I mean, obviously they are zombies pretty much, because they act like zombies, but in the sense that they didn't die first and then come back, because The Walking Dead's different in that sense, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you have
to
die first before. Oh no, actually no, that's not true, but it was when people get bitten. Unless you get bitten.
No, you die. They die from the bites.
They die from... Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, they do. Yeah, they die from the bites, and then they reanimate.
Right,
whereas they're not reanimating. They're just getting infected, and they're still alive.
So at the end of the day, you can kill these ones like normal people. So you have to worry about, you know, destroying the brain with these types?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be more scared of these because, number one, they can fucking run and they can spit blood.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're more of a threat.
Oh, definitely. Because they've still... Because they're not rotting flesh yet, are they? I mean, they're still people.
They're just angry, man.
Yeah, they're still alive. They're just...
Angry,
you know,
at the man.
Feral, pretty much. It's like rabies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Angry at the man.
Well, rabies would probably be like the closest thing we'll get to like zombies, if that is the case.
Yeah, true.
But it'll probably kill people and then reanimate. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the stuff from Last of Us is pretty it's pretty cool, because it's something that exists in real life. They've just applied it to humans, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because it's a fungus that infects ants, isn't it?
Yeah,
and makes them go mental because it eats away at their brain and their insides and shit. And it's the same. It does the same thing to humans
it's
in
like
the Last
parasite.
Of Us. Exactly.
Yeah. I was very gutted when I found out Parasite wasn't about zombies. I thought it was gonna be a horror film like about zombies.
I mean, there were some horror parts of it, weren't there? I mean, it has horror elements.
There were some horrible parts of
it.
There's
some really horrible
parts.
Yeah. I thought the salt would cover the taster. Some fucking HP sauce. That's what we like to see. That's how you know it's an English film.
28 HP sauces later. So it seems like we're not gonna get the sequel.
Sorry. There's a video of Boris Johnson singing a Christmas song.
Oh. We're not getting a sequel. I mean, we might get some prequels.
Yeah.
28 minutes past 28, the hour.
No, 28 hours later would be the first one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then you get...
28 seconds later.
No, 28 minutes after that.
28 seconds later would just be
28 seconds would be literally
the
start of this film.
It would be the story up to...
Well, it'd be literally from the moment that first monkey bites that woman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
And then when the credits pop, when it says 20 days later, that's the first...
And that's it.
That's the original. That's the prequel. There's a prequel.
Yeah, shit.
There's a prequel.
So there's a prequel inside of a film.
Yeah.
Fair play.
So we're not going to get 28 months later. I mean, I imagine there's no point, because just the whole world would be just gone. There's no way they're going to get rid of this infection. This is like a definite, like, you know, world ending... Like there's no good coming out of sequels for these films. Like this should have just been like a standoff.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine this. I think that's why I haven't seen the sequel. I just can't imagine it's gonna be. I'm not saying it's gonna be shit, but it didn't need to be made. Yeah, I mean, like I like the ambiguous ending to this. You know, where they're in Scotland and they got the hello sign.
Yeah.
Like I like the fact it's like it should have said help. I think it's like, I'm just gonna say, like, before we do close it though, it is a really good film and I do enjoy it.
Oh, 100%.
Like at the end of the day, we're just joking around. The camcorder, the camcorder actually just kind of add to it, like it in the start of the film, just because it does make you feel a bit more. It does feel isolated. If it, that makes sense, you know.
It shows you how, it highlights how good of a director he is.
Yeah,
that he can pull off making a film this good,
making the world's greatest student zombie film.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what it is. It, like, Colin was originally the best one. No, actually, that was after, but that was made for £45. We don't talk about that. Yeah, so let's end this with Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Help yourself to a Plowman, lads.
Yeah. So yeah, Plowman's for you and Danny. And if Danny Boyle hears this, I got a job for you, mate, and I got a bunch of Plowman's ready to go, right? So yeah, go and follow us on Twitter at TCI_podcast. And then on Facebook and Instagram, The Conversations Podcast. Yeah. I've been Charlie Pitson.
I've been Joshy Boy.
And it's me, Anson.
Hi. Yeah. Have a good Halloween, because that's what this is for.
Get some scares.
Spooky, scary skeletons. I don't remember the rest of the song.
Scary, spooky skeletons. It moves down your spine.
That's the one. So
the wrong way around.
We hope you enjoy and... don't get too scared.
See you later.
Spoopy!